Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Before we start, we want to thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity to come together this morning.
在开始前，我们要来感谢主赐给我们这样的机会，我们能够聚在一起。
May His name be exalted and glorified in our sharing today.
愿他的名被高举起来，愿他自己得到荣耀。So
before we begin, I'd like to open us up with a short prayer.
开始的时候，我们有点祷告。
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come this morning.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你赐给我们这样的机会，我们能聚在你面前。We
thank you so much for being faithful, and we thank you so much for being our provider throughout this time.
我们谢谢你，你是何等的信实，你也是供应我们一切需要的那位神。Lord,
we thank you so much that you have been our God and you have given us this great salvation, Lord.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你是我们的神，你也赐给我们这伟大的救恩。
May the words be encouragement to our brothers and sisters this morning.
愿今天早晨你要说的话能够使弟兄姊妹们得到激励。
May you be with us.
愿你自己会与我们同在。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早上好。
It's been a long time since I have met many of you, I've seen many of you.
已经有很久没有看见大家了。
So, 2020 and 2021 has been a very interesting year for many of us.
2020年和2021年对我们大家来说都是一个很特别的一年。
It was a big change for me and my family.
对我和我的家来讲的话，这是一个很大的一个改变。
So we have to learn about how to use Zoom.
我们需要来学习怎么样用那个线上的 Zoom meeting.
We need to learn how to effectively to work from home or to study from home.
我们需要来学习怎么样在家里面工作，怎么样能够在家里学习更有效率。
And we learn to how to connect, but while we're social distancing.
我们需要学习说怎么样保持社交距离的时候还能够弟兄姊妹们有相聚的时间。
And also we learn that mask is a part of our everyday lives.
我们现在也意识到说每一天戴口罩就是我们生活的一部分了。
But most importantly, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们更重要的一件事情是,
is that we learn a new experience, new ways to experience our Lord.
我们学习到一个新的方式能够来经历我们的主。
Either through Bible study or Sunday messages,
我们借着我们来读圣经，我们借着我们逐日的崇拜,
we have seen God manifest in different ways and different characters of God in our lives.
我们看见说我们的神在我们生命中，在我们生活中做各样各式各样的工作。
As for me and my family, the three big points of three attributes of God that we feel God was with us this year was.
对我的家庭来讲的话，神的三个的性质能够，这今年我经历到了。
So the three points are, he is our protector.
第一个点是他是我们的保护者,
he is our provider.
他是我们的供应者,
and he is all knowing.
他是全知的。
So today, I would like to share with our brothers and sisters, testimony, from the scripture of Jeremiah 29:10-14.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹们分享耶利米书29章10到14节这一段的经文。
These verses has been a very integral part of our lives, not just through the pandemic, but through my whole life.
这一段经文对我来讲，就是不光只是在疫情中间，对我来讲就是很重要的、很相关的一个经文，对我整个生命来讲，也是一个非常相关的一段经文。
So let me start by reading Jeremiah 29:10-14, and I'll read in English, and my brother will read in Chinese after.
那我们先来读这段经文，我读英文的，我们弟兄要来翻译成中文。
This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to the place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and place you where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to a place from which I carry you into exile.
耶利米书29章第10节，耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩典，使你们能回此地。耶和华说：我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们幕后有指望。 你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说：我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回。 将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳离开的地方。这是耶和华说的。
So Jeremiah 29:11 is a very famous verse, and this verse is we take a lot of comfort and we take a lot of hope in this verse.
耶利米书29:11是一个非常就是大家熟悉的经文，这些经文对我们呢给我们带来很多的盼望，给我们带来很多的安慰。
However, during this pandemic, the Lord also showed us that verse 10 to verse 14, there is an abundance of God that we could, the fullness of God that we could really experience, from these verses as well.
在这次的疫情里面，神向我显示29:10-11里面有何等的丰富，里面有何等的安慰，我们可以来取用。
10 to 14.
10-14.
So, from what he's shown us for the last few months, that through these verses, there is fellowship with God that when we listen to him, when we seek him, he will be found.
在过去的这几个月里面，神向我启示，在这段经文里面，如果我们来寻求他的时候，他就来向我们来显现。我们来寻求他的时候，他就与我们来交通。
That God is our true provider, and during this suffering,
在这个苦难里面，神是我们真正的一个保护者，也是供应者。
That God has a purpose for us.
神在我们的身上有一个旨意。
And God would give us a peace that transcends all understanding, as stated in Philippians.
神要给我们的出人意外的平安，就像腓立比书里面所说的。
So I would like to share with brothers and sisters two lessons that God has taught us and our family during this time.
我要来跟弟兄们分享两个学习，这是神借着这段疫情赐给我们的一个经验。
The first lesson is hope during suffering and uncertainties.
第一个学习就是在这个苦难里面，在这个不确定里面，我们还有盼望。
And the second one is, God only has one plan and it is good.
那第二个学习就是神只有一个计划，这个计划是良善的计划。
So, Jeremiah 29:10-14, it talks about the Jews who's been carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon.
这29:10-14这里面讲到的是犹太人被掳到巴比伦去。
So, the Jews were living in hardship and they were forced to move from a country that is foreign to them.
犹太人那时候活在苦难之中，他们被掳去到一个他们没有去过的国家。
So these words are for the people who are living in suffering, in hardship and uncertainties.
这段话实际上是给我们那些生活在苦难中，生活在难处里面，生活在不确定里面的人。
And they will be in this state for the next 70 years.
并且的话呢，这里面讲到个70年。
So,Obviously, the people were desiring for God to remove all their troubles and to resolve any issues immediately.
很自然的，当我们在苦难中的时候，我们希望神马上把这苦难挪去；当我们遇到难处的时候，我们希望神马上把这难处解决。
But what was God's response?
但是神的反应是什么呢？
So God's response is not to provide them immediate escape from the current situation.
神的反应并不是把我们从这个现有的难处里面马上救出来。
But rather, God promised them that he has a plan, and a plan to prosper them in the midst of their current situation.
但是神应许他们说，神有一个伟大美好的计划，这个计划要把他们从难处里面拯救出来，使他们兴盛。
So during this pandemic,
在这个疫情里面，
So I have spoken to lots of brothers and sisters, or even my colleagues.
我和其他的弟兄姊妹们有交通，也和我的同事有交通。
We noticed that a lot of people are going through difficult times.
我们知道有很多的人经历了这个很困难的时候。
Some may be through their work, may have lost their jobs or reduced hours on work.
有一些人是失业了，有一些人是工作的时间被减少了。
Some might experience financial difficulties.
有一些人是在经济上面有困难。
And for some, we experience health issues.
有一些人是在健康上面遇到问题。
Like maybe,You know, cancer or recovering from COVID.
有一些人可能得了癌症，有一些人是得了这个新冠病毒。
And for myself, a lot of physical problems, like I had experience with numbness on my leg or back pains because I'm working from home too much.
对我来讲的话呢，我可能是身体也不好了，比如说我脚觉得麻，或者我这个背痛，对，因为我在家里面工作时间做的时间太久了。
And especially our younger brothers and sisters who during this time really wants needs to connect with others, but yet they experience a lot of isolations and loneliness.
对我们年轻一点弟兄姊妹们来讲的话呢，他们是很需要彼此相处的时间，但是因着疫情，他们被孤立、被隔离，他们觉得很孤单。
We all wanted a way out.
我们都想一个方法能够出来这种情况。
But from these verses, the Lord provided me peace.
但是从这段经文里面，主赐给我平安。
He told me that we have to trust in Him, that He has a plan for us.
他告诉我们说，我们需要来信靠他，因为他有一个良善的计划为我们。
He gave me a deeper understanding from these verses that a deeper relationship and a deeper intimate faith that I know that the Lord has a plan for us.
借着这段经文，他给我里面一个更深的一个领悟，领会，这就是说我们需要跟神有更深的关系，我们跟他有一个更深的这个相处交通的关系。Because
He promised myself and my family and everybody that He would never leave us or forsake us.
因为他应许我们，应许我的家庭，也应许每位弟兄姊妹，他不会离弃我们，他不会离开我们。So
brothers and sisters, it is a privilege that we are being called Christians.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等的特权，我们被称为基督徒。During
this time, I know that many of our non-Christian friends, they feel hopeless, they feel they're lost.
在这个疫情里面，我认识很多非基督徒，他们不信主的人，他们觉得很失望，他们觉得很绝望。
But I have seen the love of God through our brothers and sisters, where we care for one another, praying for one another. This is something that God has provided us this opportunity.
但是呢，我们看见在我们中间，我们弟兄姊妹彼此相爱，彼此相顾，互相带导，看见神的爱在我们中间，这是神向着我们神的儿女所特有的一个预备。Even
though God did not provide us with an immediate deliverance from our situation,
虽然神没有马上把我们从这个疫情里面拯救出来。
But we take comfort that He promised He will be with us.
但是呢，他允许我们，在他的应许里面，我们就有这个安慰。And
if we seek Him, He will be found.
他允许我们与我们同在，他允许我们，当我们来寻找他的时候，我们就要寻见他。And
He will listen when we call on Him.
当我们来呼求他的名的时候，他就来听。That
He will protect us and give us hope.
他要保护我们，给我们盼望。Providing
we are seeking with all our heart.
当我们来寻求他的时候，他也在供应我们一切的需要。So
what the Lord wanted the Jews to have is that God wanted to be their God and to be their hope.
对犹太人来说，神要作为他们的神，神要作为他们的盼望。So
for me, I think these verses has been very impacting for my life even before my marriage.
这些经文对我来讲是一个很有影响力的经文，甚至在我结婚之前，他就一直影响我，带领我。
This is the verse that kind of gave me hope as I were trying to start a relationship with my current wife.
这些经文，当我在谈恋爱的时候，就给我很大的盼望。Because
there was a lot of uncertainties and there was a lot of hardship during this time.
因为在我谈恋爱的时候，可能有很多的不确定性，有很多的甚至困难。Not
that my wife is a hardship.
不是说我的妻子，她谈恋爱的时候给我难处。But
it's a lot of uncertainties. I know many of brothers and sisters who are in love. They are very uncertain. They don't know what's going on. And a lot of the time, it seems like that Lord is closing all these doors for you.
但是呢，只要谈过恋爱的弟兄姊妹们都知道，说在谈恋爱的时候，你可能会遇到很多的不确定性，因为你不知道将来如何。好像神在环境的带领，有的时候关了这扇门，开了那扇门，所以你很不确定。Yeah.
So this verse was first introduced to me when we're during these uncertainty times that. One day, I went and I purchased a little stuffy animal.
这些经文，当我第一次遇到这些经文的时候，是我当时在谈恋爱的时候，在这个关系里面的时候，有一天我记得我去买了一个小宠物，小礼物，毛毛熊。
That I want to give it to my future wife, but I didn't know it was a Christian store, so it had some scripture on it.
然后呢，我买这个礼物是要送给我当时的女朋友，现在的妻子。然后呢？ 这个礼物是在一个基督徒的商品礼品里面买的，上面呢会有一些基督的经文。So
when I gave it to her, she looked at me and go, "Why are you giving this stuffy animal with a graduation hat on it?"
当我把这个毛毛熊的礼物送给我那个女朋友的时候的话呢，她就看了以后，她跟我说：“你为什么送这个礼物给我？这个礼物，这个毛毛熊上面有一个毕业，是好像是给毕业留念用的。”Yeah.
Oh, she was not my girlfriend yet. We were just trying to start a relationship. We are still uncertain and seeking God at that time. But
那时候他还不是我的女朋友，我只是想要追她，想要开始这个关系的时候。
But we've been praying, what is God's will for us? Because we are separated from different countries and God seems to take everything away from us.
那时候呢，我们都在寻求说神的旨意在我们这段关系里面是怎样带领的，因为那时候我们好像是在不同的国家里面，我们离得很远。
So she asked me, why did you buy this stuffed animal for me, okay?
然后他就问我说，你为什么送我这一个毛毛熊的礼物呢？
Why is that graduation hat on there?
为什么这个毛毛熊上面戴着一个好像毕业留恋的这样的一个帽子呢？
Well, I have to admit, I first, the reason I bought it was not because of the graduation hat, was because it was cheap.
我要承认说我买这个礼物并不是因为说这个礼物在这个上面戴着一个毕业典礼的帽子，而是因为这个礼物很便宜。
But it was on sale.
因为这个礼物在那里拍卖。
But I think, when she got that, she was starting reading the verse and she started crying.
但她拿到这个礼物的时候，她在读上面的经文，她就开始哭了。
And she said, Keith, this verse here is the verse that the Lord has been talking to me for at least the last 5 years since all my times of difficulties and we have been seeking the Lord. Should we even start a relationship?
她跟我说，Keith 弟兄，这段经文就是我过去的五年里面，当我遇到难处的时候，当我在困难里面的时候，神一直向我所说的话。
So that was kind of the first indication that maybe the Lord has planned for us, that he wants to be with us during uncertainties and have faith in him.
这个对我们来讲的话，就是第一个就是印证，就是神要在我们的关系中来带领，来赐给我们安慰，赐给我们盼望。
Well, this is my first time sharing this, so my wife doesn't even know.
这是我第一次来讲这个经历，我的妻子都不知道有这个经历。
So we take comfort and hope not in our immediate rescue from our current situation from the Lord.
虽然主没有给我们马上的拯救，但是呢，我们在他的话语里面，我们得到安慰，我们得到盼望。
But God promised, regardless of our current situation, He has a plan for us.
但是神应许我们，不管环境怎么样，他有一个美好的计划为着我们。
So there is a hope in a future in God's hand.
我们在他的手中，我们有盼望。
So the second point that I really want to share today.
我要想分享第二个学习。
That God only has one plan and it is good.
神只有一个好的计划，美好的计划。
So why do I say God only has one plan?
那个，我们为什么说神只有一个计划呢？
So for the last few months, my wife and I, we have been discussing a lot, about the future of our daughters.
在过去的几个月里面，我和我的妻子在商量我女儿的未来。
So we stress about what school they go because they're going to enter middle school soon.
因为她马上就要就是就要结束，这个中学就要结束了，所以我们在讨论说他将来要去哪个学校。
So there was a lot of uncertainties.
这就有很多的不确定性。
And coincidentally, at this very moment, the Lord also gave us Jeremiah 29:11, that this verse was something that we've been thinking about.
但就在这个时候，就在这件事情上面，神也把29:11这段经文给我们。
So like a lot of human beings, we like to make plans.
我们很多的人，我们都希望自己做自己的计划。
So during this time, when we were trying to think about what school we should apply for our daughters.
当我们在考虑说我们该为我们的女儿申请什么样的学校的时候，
we thought about school A because there's some good parts about this school.
我们想到一个学校，因为这学校有一些的好处。
And then there's a school B where there's goodness in this other school.
我们想到另外一个学校，另外学校有另外一些的好处。
Or maybe an option C, we have school C that maybe, that's our backup scenario.
我们还有第三个学校可以选择，也有一些其他特别的好处。
And then one day it's really strange that my wife asked me a question.
有一天，我妻子问我一个问题。
He says, Keith, you know what does it mean when the Lord says, for I know the plans I have for you?
他问我说， Keith, 你说神说他知道他向我们所怀的意念是什么意思？
You know, in God's eyes,there is only one plan.
他说你知道吗，在神的眼中他只有一个计划。
And that's the best plan that he wanted us to seek.
那个是最好的计划，神要我们来寻求那个最好的计划。
You know, God never have backup plans. He never have plan A or plan B or plan C. If A doesn't work, then maybe plan B.
神没有好像是有三个计划，如果第一个计划没有做成，然后做第二个计划，他好像没有这么多的一个选项。
And we do see a lot of this in the Bible.
我们在圣经里面看见很多的例子。
That God never regretted or God never has a backup plan. He just knows what's one plan is and he knows that plan is the best plan.
神从来也不，从神做事情从来不后悔。神做计划的时候从来也没有第二个备份的计划。他只有一个计划，并且他计划要成就。
And this is the plan that even in Genesis, the first two chapters, that the creation of the universe is at the end, God said it is good.
我们 可以从创世纪的第一章第二章里面看见，当神在创世纪的时候他所造出来的都是好的。
So I would like to share a story from the Bible of the life of Jacob and Joseph.
我要来分享圣经里面另外一个故事，就是雅各和约瑟的这个一生。
So Jacob for many of us has been a really great example of someone who has great faith.
雅各对我们在圣经里面看到雅各是一个很好的例子，他有很好的信心。
But if we could look at Genesis chapter 32 and the beginning of chapter 33.
那我们看创世纪32章33章里面。
So it talks about a story where God tells Jacob to go back to the land where he belongs to his father, or go back to Bethel.
我们在那里看见说神要雅各回到那个他所出生的地方。
But what did he do when he was preparing to meet his brother Esau?
在那里我们看见说当他在要遇见他的哥哥以扫的时候。
Even after wrestling with God and getting a new name called Israel.
那里他已经经过了亚伯多跟神已经摔跤过了，神赐给他新的名字叫以色列。
So he has a plan. He has plan A by putting the servants, kids and family at the very front.
那雅各的就有个计划 A, 就有第一个计划。第一个计划就是他的仆人和他们的孩子放在最前面。
Then he put Leah's family and the kids at behind them.
然后他第二个计划就是把那个莉亚和他的孩子放在第二波。
And then put Rachel's family at the very end.
把那个他所爱的那个 Rachel 跟他的儿女放在后面。
As you see, he has all these plans in case plan A doesn't work, then he tried plan B, they can run away, and all these things he's planned out.
他有三个计划。那个计划就是如果第一个计划不成功，那么他就有第二个第三个计划，如果雅各以扫要来攻击他第一队的话，他后面的人就可以跑掉了。
But God's plan is totally different.
但是神的计划是完全不一样的。
There was only one plan.
神只有一个计划。
It's a plan of forgiveness.
这个计划就是赦免的计划。
So Jacob, if you read Jacob's life, he's always planning.
当你读这个雅各的一生的时候，你发现说雅各一直在打算。
Right. But then if you look at Joseph's life,
然后我们再来看约瑟的一生。
Let's cut down between the time when he is at Potiphar's house and in jail.
我们就来看他在波提法的家里面，在监狱里面的时候。
There was no mention of any plans that Joseph had.
在那里我们没有看见约瑟做任何的计划。
Because God did not allow Joseph to make any plans during that time.
因为神不允许约瑟做任何的计划。
Because during that time, that was when Joseph grew the most.
因为在那个时候就是约瑟成长最多的时候。
Because it was God's plan.
因为是神在这里做计划。
It was God's blessing in his life during that time.
因为神在他一生中一直给他施恩典施祝福。
Because it was the richness of fellowship that he had with God.
因为那个时候他跟神有最丰富的交通。
That his trust and his faith in God was the strongest.
那个时候他对神的信心，他对神的信靠是最强烈的。
He knew what God's plan for him was. That he could forgive his, that's what made him able to forgive his brother.
他知道神在他的一生中的计划，这就是为什么他后来能够来赦免他的弟兄们。
This was all God's plan, as we see in at the very end of Genesis before Joseph died in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
当我们看到创世纪五十章二十节那里，在约瑟快要临死之前，约瑟所说的话。
He says,You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
I would like to share a very interesting and funny story with a brother and sister.
我要和弟兄姊妹来分享一个很有意思的一个例子。
This was very memorable to myself and my wife as well.
对我和我的妻子来讲，这是一个非常值得纪念的一些事情。
So it was about roughly 12 years ago when we were still living in Beijing.
这是在12年前，当我们还在北京生活的时候。
So we were having fellowship this one Saturday afternoon with our close brothers and sisters.
有一个礼拜六下午，当我们和一些弟兄们有交通的时候。
So our brother and his wife was really stressed about finding a good school, finding school for her youngest daughter.
有一家的弟兄姊妹们在那里忧虑一件事情，就是怎么样为他的女儿来找一个很好的学校。
I don't know why parents always stress about their kids' schools.
我不知道为什么做父母亲的总是为他们的儿女的学校来担心。
So they told us one day that, you know, finding a good school is very competitive in China.
他就跟我们讲说，在中国要找一个好的学校，实际上是一个充满竞争性的事情。
And if they should leave Beijing to go back to Taiwan.
如果他们要离开北京去台湾的话
or if they should find another place so they can get a better education.
或者他们应该搬到另外一个城市里面能够找一个为了找一个好的学校。
And there was endless night that they couldn't sleep because they just keep worrying about, you know, what's going to happen.
那个晚上是一个好像是睡不着的晚上，因为他一直在考虑说什么这个该怎么办。
So a brother just shook his head and he said this in Chinese.
然后那个弟兄就是摇头说不知道该怎么办。
He says, 算了吧。
你在中文说就算了吧。
最坏的打算就交给神。
The reverse plan is entrust God.
So this is very ironic. So we just look at each other at the very beginning and go, that's great.
这个实际上是很具有讽刺意味的。对，我们看彼此看了以后，我们说，哎，好，对，这应该是这样子。
And then we started laughing so bad because it's just so funny.
然后我们就开始笑，这好像是太好笑了。
Is that this should be the first thing that we do, not the last thing, not the, you know, if all goes worse, not, we just give it to God.
因为信靠神应该是第一个选择，而不是等到说我们没有办法的时候，我们再来信靠神。
So, yeah, so that this is the story that reminds us all the time that.No matter what happens, God should not be our last resource. He has a plan, and we should seek His plan.
这个例子告诉我们说，不管发生什么事情，神不应该是我们的最后的一个选择。他有他的计划，他有那美好的计划。我们第一个要做的，就来寻求他的计划。
God has a plan. We just need to find it.
神有一个计划，我们需要来找到这个计划。
So my wife and I was just talking yesterday. You know, she told me, you know, suffering is when God's plan does not align with our plan.
昨天我妻子和我来交通的时候，我们就提到说，你知道这苦难是什么意思吗？苦难就是说，当神的计划和我们自己的意思不相合的时候，就有苦难了。
I hope we all can take comfort that knowing God has a plan for us.
我希望大家都能够从这个事情里面得到安慰，因为知道说神有他的计划。
So it does not mean we're free from our troubles, our suffering.
这并不是说我们从此以后我们就没有麻烦了，我们就没有苦难了。
But we can learn to walk by faith.And to obtain the peace that transcends all understanding.
但是我们可以学习，我们在信心里面来倚靠神，我们就能够得着那出人意外的平安。
So I hope through my sharing today, brothers and sisters,
我盼望我今天的分享能够帮助到弟兄姊妹。
That we would encourage one another to really seek on the Lord and to really trust in Him that He only has one plan.
能够鼓励弟兄姊妹们来寻求这位神，能够来信靠这位神，能够在他里面得安慰，因为我们知道他有一个伟大、荣耀、美好的计划。
And in all situations, if we seek out His plan, then we would have the peace that transcends understanding.
在任何的环境里面，当我们来寻求神的时候，我们就得到出人意外的平安。
Thank you, brothers and sisters. This concludes my sharing today.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们，这就是我的分享。
感谢主，借着 Kiss 弟兄给我们带来。非常美好的交通。
Thank the Lord that through our brother Keith, he has given us a really wonderful message and sharing.
这些话真的是对我们很有激励。
And these words are truly encouraging to us.
弟兄姊妹都知道哈，今天这个第二段时间呢，本来是Stephen Philip 弟兄要分享。
And many of you are aware that this second session was supposed to be the message was supposed to be given by our brother Stephen Phillips.
但是我们的弟兄呢，这个得到了这个 COVID-19.
But our brother was tested positive for COVID-19.
那么不过感谢主，他正在恢复的当中。
We thank the Lord that our brother is recovering.
他的身体呢还是有一些的软弱。
And he still is in the midst of some symptoms.
请弟兄姊妹继续为他祷告。
And please continue to pray for our brother.
所以今天早晨呢，就我代替他呢，那么来和弟兄姊妹有点分享。
So today I am subbing in for our brother.
那我们请弟兄姊妹啊，先和我一同读一些主的话。
So I'd like everyone to first read from the Word of God.
请大家打开马太福音。
Please turn with me to Matthew.
马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太24章第42节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 42.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Therefore, be on alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
第四十四节
Verse 44
所以你们也要预备因为你们想不到的时候人子就来了
For this reason you be ready too For the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will
这是主耶稣在马太福音二十四章讲到末世的预言的时候
And this is in chapter 24 where the Lord is prophesying of the end times
他给我们一个重要的提醒
And he gives us an important reminder
他说所以你们要警醒
He says therefore be on the alert
所以你们要预备
And for this reason you need to be ready
我们知道这个所以呢就是有原因的
And these two words and phrases therefore or for this reason it means that there is a reason for this
我们中文常常讲因为所以
And there's a cause and a response or a cause and effect for this.
所以我愿意今天早晨再和弟兄姊妹们那么有一点的勉励。
So this morning I have a few words of encouragement.
我们需要警醒，我们需要预备。
So we need to be alert and we also need to be ready.
如果你读马太福音24章第四十二节
And if you read Matthew 24 verse 42,
这里所说的这个警醒呢主要是针对的时间时代
And the reason why we need to be on alert is for the purpose of time.
因为我们不知道哪一个时候主要来
Because we don't know the time, the moment when the Lord is going to return.
那么四十四节这里说呢你们需要预备。
In verse 44 it says we need to be ready.
虽然这里也提到了那个时候。
And this also speaks of time or moment
in time. 但是它主要的呢是针对着人子的需要。
But it specifically, the main focus is talking about the needs of the Son of Man.
那么人子回来要做什么呢我们需要知道。
So we need to know the purpose for the returning of the Son of Man.
他回来我们需要预备。
So when he returns, we need to be ready.
啊，那么所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们需要在今天这个时代中，我们要警醒，要有预备。
So we need to, in the times that we're in, we need to be ready.
我们讲到这个警醒呢，就针对着整个这个时代。
And this being alert speaks to the times that we're in.
我们知道在圣经里面呢，很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible clearly tells us.
世世代代都有神的工作。
And generation after generation, the Lord is doing His work.
他在不同的时代里面，神有不同的作为。
And in the various time periods, God is doing a specific work.
这些的作为啊就是不仅对当时代圣徒们呢是一种的考验
And these specific works is a testing for the saints in that particular time period
其实呢神也是要把祝福带给人的
And, But in actuality God is also wanting to bring forth his blessing among his people
所以对于在这些时代中在神的作为里面的人
So in each particular time period, the saints living in that time
那个时间呢就成为一个很关键的一个时候
Those particular time periods are critical moments
所以圣经有很多的例子告诉我们
So the Bible gives us a lot of examples
在那些关键的时候你看见那里有一些圣徒们他们有属灵的反应
That in those critical momentsThere were Christians who had a spiritual reaction.
啊，这是一个非常重要的提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
那么今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们都知道啊。
Today, brothers and sisters, we all know.
我们也处在一个相当关键的时候。
We are living in critical times.
我们看见这个新冠疫苗。新冠疫情。
We see the COVID-19 pandemic.
其实呢，是一个全世界的大瘟疫
and this is it's a pandemic affecting the whole world.
Pestilence.
A pestilence.
啊，那弟兄姊妹们，我们全世界的人，可能我们这一生都没有碰见过这样的情况。
And for all of us who are living, perhaps we have never encountered a situation like this before.
这个呢，对基督徒来讲，应该是一个很明显的一个事情，一个提示。
And for Christians, this should be a very, it should be a severe, a reminder.
我们看见全世界的人都是很惊慌的。
And we see that everyone in this world is affected by this.
并且我们也知道今天这个疫情还在快速的在很多国家里面在蔓延。
And we see that even until today, the pandemic continues to push forward.
可能世人的盼望就是快快的能够把这个疫情止住。
And the people of the world, the hope is that this, we would quickly control the situation.
全世界各个国家的政府都在努力的那么希望呢，能给他们的百姓呢打疫苗。
And every nation is working hard to try to keep the pandemic under control.
希望有一天这个完全停止。
Until one day soon that this will all be over with.
我想这是世界的人对今天这个瘟疫所产生的反应。
And this is the reaction of the people of the world.
但对我们基督徒来讲说
，But for a Christian.
那么。我们也像世人这样，光是这样的盼望吗
？Is this our reaction, and is this our only hope?
不，弟兄姊妹们
，It shouldn't be, brothers.
神借这个瘟疫告诉我们，还有更大的事情。
The Lord through this pandemic is showing us that there's greater things that are going to come.
就是天国即将降临。
Is that the kingdom of heaven is coming?
啊，那么主耶稣要回来。
The Lord Jesus is going to return.
所以呢？我们不能光是顾到眼前这些事物。
So we can't just be concerned with the physical world that we see.
我们应当起来关心神的国。
But we need to arise and be concerned about the kingdom
of heaven. 应当起来注意天国的事。
Then as Christians, we need to pay attention to the kingdom
of heaven. 我多次和弟兄姊妹讲到。
And I've mentioned this many times already.
在我个人的感觉里面。
In my personal feeling.
我们好像已经来到了天堂。天国的大门口。
I feel like we've already come to the gates of the kingdom of heaven.
差一点点的时间可能。
In just a short moment of time, we'll enter in.
所以我们要知道，今天这个时代对我们来讲是一个关键性的时代。
So we have to know that the times that we're in right now are critical times.
神希望我们呢有属灵的反应。
And the Lord's desire is that we respond spiritually.
能够抓住神给的机会。
That we can hold on to the opportunities that He has given to
us. 那么对神的国，那么能够产生属灵的反应。
That we could have a spiritual response towards the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道圣经中有很多的例子啊，在警告我们。
The Bible gives us a lot of examples that warn us.
这个例子太多了。
And there's too many examples.
那么今天早晨呢，我就再用这个伊甸园呢，亚当夏娃堕落的这个故事和弟兄姊妹们来说明。
So this morning I'd like to use a simple example of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
这个故事大家非常熟悉。
And everyone is very familiar with this story.
我们也知道这个例子是一个失败的例子。
And we also know that this story is a story of failure.
但是呢，常常呢，这个失败的例子能给我们有更深的印象。
But many times stories of failure will bring about a greater impact to us.
那并且呢，亚当夏娃的这个失败的例子呢
？Of course, this example of Adam and the failure of Adam and Eve.
是圣经中的第一个例子。
Is the very first example in the Bible.
所以读经的人告诉我们。
So those who study the Bible tell us.
凡是在圣经中头一次出现的事情都是非常重要的事情。
The things that are mentioned for the very first time in the Bible, these are important things to pay attention to.
因为它里面有包含性的原则。
Because there are a lot of principles within.
所以以后发生的事情大部分你都可以在第一个例子里面找到原则。
So all of the things that happen after that can, these events can be found in the principles of that first mentioning of failure.
所以我想用这个例子呢给我们再有一些的激励。
So I'd like to use this example to give us some encouragement.
让我们今天处在这个关键性的时候。
That as we are living in these critical times,
我们知道如何的反应才是正常的，才是对的。
So that we would know how we should react in a way that's correct and is normal.
我们都知道神创造了这个亚当。
We all know that God created Adam.
然后呢又给他创造了一个妻子叫夏娃。
And he created a wife for him called Eve.
他们生活在伊甸园的。
And they lived in the Garden of Eden.
开头一段日子我相信一定是相当快乐的。
And the first couple of years, it must have been very joyful.
忽然有一天,
All of a sudden, one day,
我们看见这个关键的时候来到,
we see the critical moment came.
当夏娃走到了这个园子的中间,
and as Eve wandered into the center of the garden,
看见了生命树和分别善恶,
she saw the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个时候就是一个重大的考验。
We know that at this moment there is a great testing.
所以魔鬼就出来做引诱的工作。
And Satan came out to do his work of deception.
那么魔鬼呢就引诱夏娃去吃这个分别善恶树的果子。
And so Satan deceived Eve to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在夏娃跟魔鬼的这个对话当中
，and this conversation between Eve and Satan，
我们知道他们对于神的话产生了不准确的一个领会。
And there was in this conversation there was a misinterpretation of God's word。
夏娃说了，神说了，我们不能吃，吃了之后免得我们死。
And Eve said to Satan that God told us that if we eat of this fruit, we will surely die.
不，神对亚当说的是一定死。
What God said to Adam was that he surely would die.
那么对夏娃的领会是免得死。
And how Eve interpreted was that we
免得我们死。
We might die.
哎呀，然后呢，魔鬼就加上一句话。
Then Satan added a word.
就说你们不一定死。
Then Satan twisted it even further and said, "You might not die."
所以在这一个关键的时期
，So in this critical moment,
神的话是第一重要的。
That the word of God should be at the forefront.
所以这里提醒我们。
Here it reminds us,
我们要听神的话。
We need to listen to the word of God.
我们要相信神的话。
We need to believe in the word of God.
并且呢，要把神的话听得准确。
And we also need to listen to the word of God accurately.
我们知道教会历史中啊，
We know that in church history,
很多的悲剧都是因为什么？人对神的话领悟不准确。
A lot of failure, existed because man did not listen to God's word accurately.
所以这个时候，弟兄姊妹们。我们要绝对相信神的话。
So in these critical moments, we need to, trust in the word of God.
那么神说他要主耶稣说他第二次再来。
That here the Lord tells us that he will come again.
主耶稣讲他的国度天国马上要降临。
And he says that his kingdom will come soon.
我们就应该相信神的话。
We need to believe in the word of God.
我们真的要学会凭信心不凭眼见。
And we need to really learn to live by faith and not by sight.
因为你从眼见的事物看这个周遭的环境。
Because if we use our eyesight to look at the world and the situation,
你会对神的话产生怀疑的。
Then we will question and doubt the word of God.
我们看看今天这个外面的世界。天国会降临吗?
We look at the situation in the world. Will the kingdom of heaven really come?
我常常有时候走到海边看见天上的云。
Sometimes I walk to the waterfront and I look at the clouds.
主耶稣真的已经到云端了吗?
Is the Lord really, at the level of the clouds?
弟兄姊妹,你凭你的眼见,你就会不准确了。
If we live by our sight, then we will live inaccurately.
要用信心接受神的话。
We need to live by faith and accept the word of God.
圣经告诉我们未来的日子是有大灾难要临到。
And the Bible tells us that in the future, the great tribulation will come.
弟兄姊妹要相信。
We have to believe.
圣经告诉我们说主耶稣要回来的要相信。
And the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus will return. We have to believe it.
圣经告诉我们说基督徒有活着被提的指望。
And the Bible tells us that Christians have the hope of being raptured.
要相信。
We have to believe it.
圣经告诉我们天国已经近了，神的国很快就要临到。
The Bible tells us that the kingdom of heaven is near.
我们不仅相信。
Not only do we need to believe.
我们也需要像挪亚一样有敬畏主的心。
But we have to be like Noah and have a heart of reverence towards God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这实在是太重要。
This is so important.
然后第二件重要的事情。
The second important thing.
在这个故事的里面。
Within this story that we see.
我们看见这个夏娃看见树上的果子好做食物。
We read that Eve looked at the fruit and it was, looked good for food.
有悦人的眼目。
From the eyes of a human.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这说明什么呢？
What does this speak of?
说明这些东西啊，都会挑起人天然的欲望。
It tells us that the things of the world can attract our be an attraction for us. It can be a desire for us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们看见，哎呦，这个东西真的很好吃啊！哎，我们喜欢吃，对不对？
We look at that fruit and we say, "Wow, it looks very appetizing."
然后看见这个东西又很好看啊。
And it looks very good.
这些都是会叫我们里面产生一个欲望。
And these will all stimulate a desire within us.
弟兄姊妹，不仅在物质的事情上
，not only on material things，
在属灵的事情上也是这样。
On spiritual things, it is the same.
很多时候，我们的耳朵喜欢听那个好听的道，小心。
A lot of times, we like to listen to good sounding messages.
我们吃那个容易吃的，对不对
？We want to eat the food that is easy to eat.
有的东西很悦人眼目。
Things that are despised by or don't look as attractive.
哇，这个这样的说法很有哲学的意味，很有科学的意味，很有文学的意味，很艺术。
The words that are very scientific and philosophical.
这些都是吸引我们的。
These things are all and these are all things that are attractive to us.
魔鬼还告诉我们，你吃了眼睛明亮，就有智慧了。
And Satan told Eve that, oh, if you eat this fruit, your eyes will become bright and you can see clearly.
如果我们读历史
，if we read history，
你不要讲，你看看教会的历史
，and not just history but church history。
历史证明一件事
，history speaks of one thing。
那些谎言，那些错误的言语。比真理更吸引人。
It testifies to us that the false words and twisted words are more attractive to us than the true words.
所以不然的话，不会有这么多失败，对不对
？Otherwise, we would not see so much failure.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
所以这第二件事情提醒我们。
So the second point reminds us.
要学会拒绝主之外任何事物给我们的引诱。
So we need to resist all the attraction and the desires of the world.
愿主给我们一个单纯纯洁的魂。
May God give us a pure soul.
免得我们落在迷惑的里面。
Otherwise, we will live in this confused state.
我们知道不仅有很多外面的事物对我们所有的引诱。
Not only does the physical worldstir up desire within
us. 还有魔鬼的试探很厉害。
But there's also Satan's temptation.
他扭曲神的话。
He twists the word of God.
那我们知道在马太福音第四章里面。
We know that in Matthew chapter 4.
你看主耶稣道成肉身站在魔鬼的面前受试探。
That the Lord Jesus came in the flesh into this world and stood before Satan in the wilderness.
因为主耶稣里面的魂是一个纯洁的魂。
To be tempted, but we see that in the Lord Jesus, he had a pure soul.
那么魔鬼用食物引诱，没办法，引诱不了。
He tempted Jesus with food, and he could not be tempted.
魔鬼想要用平安的意念来引诱主。
And Satan wanted to tempt Jesus with peace and safety.
但是我们的主用神的话。
But the Lord used the word of God.
完全仰赖神,
and completely relied and trusted in the word of God.
魔鬼用世界的荣华富贵吸引, 世界的荣华富贵,
Satan used the prosperity of the and success in the world to tempt Jesus.
所以圣经告诉我们说不要爱世界。
But the Bible tells us to not love the world. That all things in this world will pass away.
所以主就对魔鬼说，你要单单的侍奉神，单单的敬拜他。
And the Lord told Satan that you serve the Lord your God only.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
圣经呢, 用亚当夏娃, 失败的例子告诉我们,
the Bible uses the failure of Adam and Eve to remind us
他们在关键的时候,
that in the critical moment,
他们的反应是错误的,
that their reaction was wrong,
他们的选择是错误的,
their choice was wrong.
神的心要我们选择生命, 不要选择智慧,
that God's desire is that we would choose life and not choose wisdom and knowledge.
So in
the critical times that we are in,
弟兄姊妹,
we need to live before the Lord in life. And this is a spiritual response. And so that what the world presents to us, we will not fail in.
带来的是祝福,
but that the Lord would bless us.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
啊, 我们知道, 这个圣经里面, 给我们看见, 第一个我们需要警醒,
so the first point that the Bible tells us is that we need to be on alert.
那么我们需要预备什么呢?
And then the second point, what are we being ready for?
我们晓得主耶稣基督回来中间有一件很最大一件大事情。
We know that when the Lord returns, a big event is going to happen.
就是他要来迎娶新娘。
Is that he's going to marry his bride.
啊, 那么教会需要预备神奇。
So the church needs to be ready.
啊, 我过去呢, 和弟兄姊妹曾经提到两件重要的事。
And in the past, I mentioned two important things.
是我们最重要的预备,
the two most important things in being ready.
我常常讲, 在我们的生命中, 别的东西都可以少, 这两件事情绝不可少。
I mentioned before that in other things in life we can be lacking in, but these two points we cannot be lacking in.
马太福音25章,
is that in Matthew chapter 25,
神用那个聪明的童女在 提醒我们,
he uses the wise virgins to remind us that in our flasks we need to have this oil. I hope that brothers and sisters will listen to this
记得,
and remember in our flask and in our vessel we need to have oil. And we need to make sure the inner light within us is bright.
那是我们的灵,
that is our soul.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
早晨起来祷告,
when you arise in the morning
求主,
to pray,
让他的膏油充满你,
we need to pray that his Holy Spirit would anoint
晚上睡觉之前,
us. And before we go to bed, may the Lord anoint us with his holy oil.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
一切其他的事情就没有问题。
All other things in life will not be.
这是不可缺少的。
We cannot be lacking in this.
但是我们讲过,
and I've mentioned before,
你需要高油, 需要去买付一点代价。
In order to have oil, you need to purchase it with a cost.
就在你的生活中一定要顺服恩膏的教训。
That in your life, you need to be obedient to the leading of the anointing oil.
圣灵是赐给顺从之人的灵。
And the Holy Spirit gives us that leading.
你越顺从他,
the more we are obedient to the Holy Spirit, the more oil we will have.
求主让我们能过着一个满了高油丰盛高油的生活。
So may we live in a way where we are full and full of his abundant oil.
我再说, 弟兄姊妹, 非常重要。
And I'll say again that this is very important.
当婚宴开始的时候
that when the wedding feast starts,
只有那个里面满了膏油淋弥亮的人可以进去
only those who have their flask full of oil and their light is burning bright can enter in
你不要当那一天很多弟兄姊妹都进去了你进不去了弟兄姊妹们那就是一个大的悲剧、啊、
and don't be on that day don't make sure that many brothers and sisters who have oil can enter into that wedding feast and make sure that you are not left behind without oil.
第二件是重要的预备。
The second point in being ready
就启示录十九章第八节说的
is in Revelation chapter 19 verse
8. 这个新妇要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
That this bride is going to wear this fine linen that is bright and clean.
圣经解释说这个光明洁白的细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And the Bible says that the fine linen that is to be worn is the righteous acts of the saints.
啊，我只能简单的说啊。
And I can only simply say,
我们只有穿这个光明洁白的细麻衣我们才能够预备好自己让主来迎娶。
Only when we are put on the fine linen that is bright and clean, can we have ourselves be ready.
教会预备什么呢怎么预备呢
what is the church being ready for?
就是穿光明洁白的细麻。
It is to be able to wear the bright and clean, the fine linen that is bright and clean.
圣经告诉我们说这一件光明洁白的细麻衣是因羔羊的血把它洗得洁净的。
And the Bible tells us that this fine linen that is bright and clean has been washed by the blood of the Lamb.
所以在这段时间当中
So that in this period of time,
我们求主光照我们
May the Lord shine his light upon us.
无论得罪神的得罪人的都把它对付清楚。
Whether we have sinned against God or man, we need to deal with this.
求主把我们这衣服上面所有的污秽都洗干净。
That all the spots on our garments would be washed clean.
所以弟兄姊妹这两件事情。
So brothers and sisters, these two things.
很简单。
Very simple.
容易记。
Easy to remember.
但是呢也容易忘记。
But it's also easy for us to forget.
所以请你记得。
So I beg you to remember.
弟兄姊妹时候非常的紧迫。
We are in such critical times.
别的没有关系。
Other things, if we are lacking, it doesn't matter.
这两件事情是绝不可少的。
These two things we cannot be lacking.
并且呢，要在我们生活中成为确定的把握。
And in our lives, we need to have this confident assurance.
要有这个 assurance.
We need to have this assurance.
一定要有 assurance.
We have to have this assurance.
那么你就可以安然地度这个末后的时代。
Then you can pass through these end times in peace.
不管这个疫情再怎么蔓延
regardless of how much longer this
或者有更大的灾难临到
or maybe greater terrible things will come
弟兄姊妹你是个预备好的人
regardless of those you are an individual who is made ready
请弟兄姊妹记得
so may brothers and sisters
马太福音24章
Matthew chapter
24 42-44 节两节重要的
42 and verse 44 very important verses
所以你们要警醒
Therefore, be on alert.
所以你们要预备。
And for this reason, be made ready.
愿主因他的话祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us with his words.
让我们真正能够得到神的祝福。
That we can truly gain the blessings from God.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
May we bow and have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly are so thankful.
我们知道我们所处的时代。
We know that the generation that we're living in
正是你大做工的时代
is a time period that you, where you are doing a great work.
这个瘟疫
this
是你的手在审判世界。
This pandemic is you judging the world.
我们知道你为着你自己的再来铺道路。
And we know that you are paving the way for your return.
我们知道你的国度天国很快就要降临。
We know that the kingdom of heaven is coming soon.
还有一点点的时间。
We still have a little bit of time.
感谢你借着你的话提醒我。
We thank you for reminding us in your word.
主啊，让每个弟兄姊妹都警醒，都预备。
Lord, may every brother and sister be on alert and be made ready.
但愿今天早晨的话不是听在耳朵的里面。
And this message that we heard this morning, may it not just be heard in our ears.
圣灵把它刻在我们的心板上。
But your Holy Spirit would carve it in our hearts.
主啊，只要我们能够警醒，能有预备。
Lord, as long as we are on alert and made ready, then we can continue on regardless of the situation in the world. And we could peacefully wait for your return. May you bless your own words.
May
you hear our prayer. We pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen. 好，我们下面呢，快快的有一点报告啊。
Lastly, we have a couple of quick announcements.
那么要来的这个一周呢，礼拜二祷告聚会，礼拜五有读经聚会，礼拜六有东南区读经聚会。
We have our usual weekly meetings, Tuesday night prayer meeting, Friday night Bible study, and the Saturday Southeast District Bible study.
下个主日我们仍旧是有波饼聚会，然后有信息聚会。
Next Sunday, we will continue to have breaking of bread and our message meeting.
那么下个主日呢，还是我讲啊，边翻译。
And next Sunday, it'll be the two of us speaking and translating again.
请弟兄姊妹在祷告中纪念。
Please, keep us in prayer.
那么我在这里呢有一个特别的报告。
And I have a special announcement to make.
我们都知道我们的巫姊妹啊巫灵和蜜姊妹呢她已经被主接去。
You know that our elderly sister Wu has passed and has gone to the Lord.
那么礼拜三她也安葬。
And she had a funeral this past Wednesday.
那么他们的家人呢希望今天晚上呢能够有一个见证交通的聚会。
And her family members would like to have a memorial service for her tonight.
他们呢回忆给讲述他们的亲人在世的日子的生活。
And they would like to have a moment to celebrate her life.
那么今天晚上七点钟开始。
And that memorial service will start at 7 p.m. tonight.
我现在呢也愿意替他们巫家啊邀请所有的弟兄姊妹如果晚上没事希望你来参加。
So on behalf of the Wu family, I would like to invite every brother and sister if time allows for you to attend.
那么如何上网呢
So how do you attend this meeting?
啊这个那个 Zoom 的 link number, 那个 连接的那个号码呢已经在所有祷告组的组长的那里。
The Zoom account ID is link has been given to all of the prayer group leaders.
啊，我们希望这个组长能把这个网络的能够发给你们那组的弟兄姊妹。
So may all the prayer group leaders send the announcement and the Zoom link to all of your members.
啊，若是你找不到，请你问你的组长。
And if you can't find it, please contact your prayer group leader.
晚上七点钟开始。
It begins at 7 p.m. tonight.
好，那当然，我们还有一些想为的 Stephen 弟兄啊，请弟兄姊妹继续祷告。
As mentioned earlier, may we continue to pray for our brother Stephen Phillips.
好的，好，我想我们这个报告的时间就到这里。
And we'll conclude our announcement here.
聚会也停在这里。
And we'll conclude our meeting here as well.
求主保守弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord watch over all of the brothers and sisters.
再见。
Farewell.